Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president of the Mike Leach Fan Club, Pete Futek, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, you're excited about Mike Leach. Are you not?
Yeah, why not? Look, he hasn't won anything. Yeah, I know he's been at tough programs at Texas Tech and Washington State, but in 18 years,
Cliff Kingsbury never won anything, and he got an NFL job.
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. So it's fine. You know what? We know what's going to happen. He's going to go to Mississippi State. His offense is going to throw for a bajillion yards. They're going to lose, and they might go to 7-5 or 8-4 every year and go to a bowl game and be cute and fun. But all right, fine. It'll be fun. It'll make the SEC West that much more interesting.
Listen, having Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach in the same state is just heaven for college football. Come on.
I am not a fan of Mike Leach as a person. I don't know why people think he's funny. He's kind of mean-spirited and sort of...
I agree with you, Pete. These guys love him. Everybody loves him. Some of the things he says are very sexist.
Demeaning to the reporters. And I know, he doesn't like... He's one of those people who doesn't like people who question him. And that's just... No coach does.
Yeah, no coach does.
But still,
He's funny sometimes.
Yeah, he's funny because he's not boring. Yeah. I've never really liked the act. But with that said, again, the SEC West, all right. Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach, Saban, Miles on. This is going to be kind of fun.
Wait a second. I was looking at Mike Leach to see, how many bowl games he's won. There's a thing called the Cheez-It Bowl now?
Yes, Adam.
Yeah.
And they got smoked
by Air Force.
Wait.
It's the company Cheez-It, Adam. Like the
Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its, but I didn't know there was a Cheez-It Bowl.
They've had it for several years.
So let me put this into quick context for you then, because you need to know this. Yeah. Last year's Cheez-It Bowl was a 10-7 overtime win by Cal over TCU.
Okay.
And so inherently, or maybe the other way around, TCU over Cal. And so you think, oh, wow, overtime game in a bowl. No, it was possibly the worst thing in the history of things. It wasn't the worst game ever. It was a 9 interceptions, bad football game. It is the gold standard of bad bowl games. So when people say the Cheez-It Bowl, there's a little PTSD thing happening. I'm saying, oh dear God, you sat through the 2018 Cheez-It Bowl. Like, that's a bad divide. That is something that you need to have in your college football vernacular going forward, because it is a frame of reference for bad sporting events from here on out.
All right, Pete, let's get to the big game. Monday night, feels like it's been forever since we played a college game.
Should have been tonight.
I mean, we did have the Lending Tree Bowl the other night.
That was huge. That was
actually fun to watch. You and I were tweeting back and forth about it. But
potato chip U against Alabama A&Q?
It's a football game.
It's a football game, Adam. I mean,
you're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't make fun.
You can make fun. You're absolutely right, though. What the college football schedule needs to be is they got to have this thing wrapped up around New Year's Day-ish. Because right around that, New Year's Day is when you've got America into college football. It's tradition. It's Rose Bowl. It's that. You have to have it close there, because now, look, it's going to be Monday night. It's going to be great. It's got historically great talent. It's going to be a humongous thing. And 95% of your show on Monday morning is probably going to be about Monday afternoon is probably going to be about the NFL playoffs that just happened. The NFL playoffs suck the oxygen out of the room, and it's like, people are going to talk about it, especially if it's great. It happens every year. It's okay if you have a Deshaun Watson performance, and that's all everyone's going to be talking about.
Well, we'll be talking about the Browns' new coach, hopefully, Pete.
Well, yeah, of course. You didn't get Mike Leach, but okay. So you got that obviously to talk about, but that's kind of the problem, is it's so long. For 13 or 15 days from when New Year's Day happened, when the college football, there's just no momentum to this thing. But with that said, we're talking about a historically great matchup because, first of all, start with the quarterbacks. Joe Burrow's going to be the number one quarterback taken this year's draft. Trevor Lawrence would have been, if he'd been eligible, he's going to be the number one quarterback taken in next year's draft. So in that alone, you've got a historically great quarterback matchup. You've got two 14-0 teams, and you've got a coach in Devo Sweeney who, if he wins this, that's three national championships in 4 years. That takes things to a whole other level in terms of legendary coaching status, and nobody knows where Clemson is if you ask 100 people on the street what state Clemson's in.
Why is
South Carolina?
Pete, there you go. You're the one.
Good job, Adam.
You're the one.
Pete, why is Clemson getting no love in this game?
They're getting love, but it's kind of hard to have seen LSU destroy Oklahoma and kind of not buy into that. And, you know, hey, look, you guys know this. Ohio State had them. Ohio State, I know everyone cries about
maybe the, Oklahoma's just not that good, Pete.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
They lost to Kansas State. Let's not forget that.
So they weren't that great. But look, everyone cried about the targeting call and the fumble that should have been called a fumble. But at the end of the day, Ohio State blew it. They had Clemson beaten.
That's
and
right.
LSU rocked Oklahoma. They beat Auburn. They beat Florida. They beat Alabama. They beat Georgia. You know, they even beat Texas at Texas. So there hasn't even been a blip yet. So there is some love to keep this game within 5.5 to 6 points on the spread. But still, LSU's just been flawless so far. It's in New Orleans. I don't necessarily think that matters, but it's going to be a home crowd for LSU. So it's kind of hard to really fall in love with the Clemson team that, all right, they beat Ohio State and not a whole lot else this year.
Pete, let me ask you about Urban Meyer. You think he'll be interested in going to the NFL?
I'm shocked he's not there. Urban Meyer and Lincoln Riley. I am stunned that I don't know what I like. Look, I know the college world of coaches. I have yet to hear anybody come up with anything about why Matt Rhule is a 7-year, $60 million head coach. I don't know why he is this be-all, end-all NFL prospect of a coach and a guy with the scheme like Lincoln Riley isn't. Like you said, Cliff Kingsbury's in the league. Lincoln Riley does that to another level.
Maybe he just doesn't want it, though. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible, but look, you know, these guys want to be in the league. Look, it's great to be Nick Saban. He's not Bill Belichick. You know, all these guys have egos, and at the end of the day, a lot of these guys just really, you know, that's it. That's the NFL. But to your point, who wants to work for Jerry Jones? You know, who wants to be that guy to take on some of these NFL ownerships and situations unless you have lots and lots and lots of control? And that's what Cleveland might have to a point. I'm still shocked that Urban's not being talked about more for this, but he really isn't. It doesn't seem, even I know better than I do, it doesn't seem to me like he is in that mix for the Cleveland job. And you'd think, yeah, there you go. That would be the guy for it.
We're talking with Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, Joe Burrow went from a guy who couldn't start for Ohio State to having one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen from a quarterback. Do you believe he's a sure thing in the NFL?
Sure thing, sure, in terms of just he's got the tools, he's got the talent. Look, he's not just a system guy. Excuse me. He's not just like dinking and dunking. He's not just doing this Oklahoma thing where he's hitting the guys on the in stride with short passes and, you know, working within this, you know, the confines of this. And you're seeing the problems where, all right, Baker Mayfield, when it comes to, you know, running a true pro style offense, or Kyler Murray was great, but the offense didn't quite take off yet. Let's see what he does in years two and three. Joe Burrow is an NFL style offense, throwing to NFL receivers who are covered, and he's throwing it down the field to them. So at the very least, you can't fake accuracy. You can't fake being a 78% passer who's hitting downfield passes like he is. So at the very least, okay, he's not Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's not like the perfect prospect. He's not an Andrew Luck type. But certainly for what he does, his size, arm strength, and everything else, he has proven this year, I think he's better than Justin Herbert. He's better than Nick Chubb.
What about the intangibles, too? Is that a big one for you?
Sure. Everyone loves him. He's a great – he took over that team. Everyone on that team raves about him. There's something to be said for that. So he can absolutely be a very, very, very good starting NFL quarterback. Is he the guy who you're going to win a Super Bowl because of him? That's Trevor Lawrence. That's a healthy Tua Tagovailoa, but we don't know where he is in terms of the health status. But yeah, number one overall pick. There's no, if you're Cincinnati, you got to do it.
Pete, good stuff, man. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again.
Pete, you going to the game?
I'm not. I usually do. This year, I am not going.
What about the Senior Bowl? Are you going to see him at the Senior Bowl, or you don't go to the Senior Bowl?
I don't do the Senior Bowl. No. That's Mobile. If I'm not going to New Orleans, why am I going to Mobile, Alabama?
That's fair. I don't know why anybody would go. But
I was going to go to New Orleans had Ohio State been there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going now. But I am going to Mobile.
Well, so. There's going to be tornadoes and stuff like that in New Orleans this week. So you're missing out on all the fun.
All right, way Pete. To end the call on a good note.
Yeah, I'm going to depress us all. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
We'll talk to you soon. Pete Futek, College Football News.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.